We are learning Masech L'Soyta Daf Tes Amad Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of the Tes Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, continuing with the Einish of the Soyta. Tana Rabbanon, Soyta Nosta Inav Misha Eino Royu. La. The Soyta put her eyes on something that did not belong to her. This was not made for her. This was not coming to her. She had a husband, and she put her eyes on something that's not fit for her. So what happened? Masha Bikshalo Nitla, what she wanted, she did not get. That was the boil. The boil becomes also to her. And she also lost her husband that was mutter to her until now. Now she becomes also to her husband as well. So she lost now. Not only didn't she get what she wanted, she lost what she had. Anyone who puts his eyes and wants things that they're not royal for him, that he's not supposed to be getting, first of all, he wants, he won't get. And what he really has, they're going to, as others, take away from him. You find the same idea with the Nachash HaKadmoni, with the Nachash who convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. What was the story there? She knows an aid of Masha in the royal oil. He wanted something that was not deserving for. Like it says in Rashi, Nosan Einav b'chava, he set his eyes on Chava, or ba leha, and he was ba on her, v'hayin nuchsiv, ha-nochosh hishiyani, loshan tashvish v'nesunu. B'kitzer, the nochosh ha-kadmoini wanted to marry Chava. So what happens at the end? Mashabikish le nosoloi, what he wanted he didn't get, and whatever he had, Hashem took away from him. Hashem took away, he used to walk on his 2 feet, and now he has to slither on the ground. I said that the Nachash will be the Melech on all Behemoth Chaya. How do you know he's going to be the Melech? So Rashi explains, because it says he was Orem Mikol, he was very cunning, very smart. He would have been the Melech. But that's why he was created. But va'achshav now aru mekal behema. He's going to be a curse from all behema kol chayas sod. And here Marty halach b'kayim v'skufa. I'd said that Nachash will be able to walk b'kayim v'skufa. Achshav g'chayin yelech. He's going to go on his stomach. And here Marty him acholim achal adam, that he's supposed to eat like a person, like a adam, like a human. Achshav afayeches and eat dirt. Hu amar eroy gesa adam. He said to himself, I will kill Esa Adam, I'll kill Adam Arishon ve'esa by making him eat the Eitz HaDa'as ve'esa es Chava, I'll marry Chava. Achshav Eva Oshes beincha v'ein isha v'ein zaracha v'ein zara. Make them arch enemies. They will hate each other. Not only not gonna marry Chava, you're gonna hate Chava and her children. Agav, why wasn't he worried that Adam Arishon is going to die and Chava won't die? Well, if he's going to convince them to eat the Eitz HaDa'as, they're both going to die. How is that going to help him anything? So I heard a pshat, that a kubi pshat is like this, that Chava at that time was already pregnant with Kayan and Hevel, and he figured Hashem's not going to want to kill Chava because she has to keep the Kiyam Ha'ilam around. Therefore, only Adam will die. That's one of the pshatim I heard. V'chem etzinu, we find the same idea that there was jealousy, and someone wanted something that was not coming to him, and because of that, they lost everything. You find by Cain, like Rashi explains, wanted the twin that was born together with Hevel. Each Cain and Hevel, each born with a twin. Hevel was born with an extra twin, and Cain wanted to marry that twin. And at the end, what happened was that he landed up killing Hevel, and he died also. But he got nothing. The Kairach, the same thing. Kairach was jealous. He wanted the kahuna, and Lamaisi got swallowed up. Or Bilam wanted a lot of money for cursing the Eden, and at the end he got killed very young. Doeg was jealous in David because he saw David that was a very good looking person, and he knew halacha, and he was very jealous. Doeg was very jealous, and because of that, he said lashon hara. He said a lot of lashon hara about that, and he got an einish. He died very young. He died at 34. Like the Gemara says, he didn't live half his days, which is 70 years old. He didn't live half those days. Achitofel was also, he was jealous of the Melucha, David HaMelech's Melucha. And also, he also died young. He thought that he's going to be a king. Lamaisi, he died young. He died at 33. Vegechazi was Elisha's Mesharis, Elisha's attendant. And when Naaman, the Sar Tzava, General Naaman, came to Elisha, he was a Mitzaras, and he came to Elisha, and Elisha cured him, and he wanted to give money. Elisha said, don't take any money. And Gehazi ran after him to take the money. And because of that, he got an Einish, he became a Mitzaira. And Lamaisa, he couldn't live in the Machna the rest of his life because he was a Mitzaira. He couldn't enjoy his money. Vav Shalom, also wanted to be a melech, Nosan Einav Malchus Beis David. He wanted to be the king also, and there also he died a terrible death as an Einish. Adonio also wanted to be a melech. He also wanted to marry Avishag HaShunamis, which was David HaMelech's wife that he took at the end of his life. And because of that, he got killed also. Shlomo commanded that he should be killed. But Uzziyahu was one of the kings of Melech Yehuda. He wanted to serve as a Kohen Gadol. And Lamaisa, as a Einish, he also got an Einish. He became a Mitzayra. Vahaman, and we know Haman also, he wanted something that didn't belong to him. And at the end of the day, he got nothing. He got killed. He got hung on his own tree that he was going to use for Mordechai. So Nostu, all these people, Nostu a name, Masha Einay Royalahem, they put their eyes on something that's not deserving to them. And Masha Bixel and Itlahem, they didn't get what they wanted. And Masha Yodan Tolomena, what they even had was taken away from them. Zok the Gemara Vaito explaining with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'yorech Heschila Ba'aveira. And afterwards, the beten, the first part of the body that did the aveira was the yarech, and afterwards the beten. Therefore, the yarech will get the oinish first, and then the beten, then the stomach. Vreit the Gemara, not immediately. How do you know that the yarech was got the oinish before the beten? Ilema, because of the pasuk. It says in the pasuk when the kohen makes her make a shvua and says that b'seis Hashem, basically we call it a klala, a Allah. B'seis Hashem esirechach nefela, says v'nech tzava. So you see, in this shvua, we say what's going to happen is yirechach nefela first, and afterwards v'es b'nech tzava. Afterwards, your stomach will swell. But if that's the truth, v'achsev, the pasuk says when it comes to the einish happening b'payil, it says in the pasuk like this. But what happens first is that the stomach swells and then the yerecha blows up. So you see, it's the opposite. What happens first is the oinish first happens on the stomach and then on the yerech. So Haki said the yerech's first. So he lied when they say the klala, lied, tchila yerech, vahadabatan, lied. You say the klala on the yerech first. Why? Because that's what I've already started. But Umaya, the practical technicality is Umaya kibatki, when the Maya is boidik the guf, ki orchaya batki. It goes into the body through the mouth. So betem bereisha, first comes the stomach, v'hada yorech, and that's why it happens in this way. Freyti Gemara, we find v'klola nami in another pasuk about the klola, it says in the pasuk, v'o mayim ama'orim ma'ilu v'mayach, which is betem l'apayorech, even by the klola, in the next pasuk, after the first time we say the klola in pasuk, Chavala and Pasuk of Beis, it says Taka first latches bet and lapi yarech even the klala, and for the Gemara who the moed la koyin the bet and bereisha v'hado yarech there that pasuk teaches us that the koyin is being moedia that when someone sees this happen that b'poil what's going to happen is that the bet to be first and then the yarech. Because we want to tell them what's going to happen because they're going to say if in the klala you said first the yarech, so why didn't it happen that way? We don't want people to mighty laws in the mayim amarim. Therefore, on the second klala he says what's going to happen. This is the way it's going to happen. Zok the mishta next mishta new mishta vayta. We're talking about midah k'neged midah. We are going to continue to more examples of midah k'neged midah. Shimshon halach acha'ena. Shimshon agibar was one of the shayftim. It's in Sefer Shoftim, one of the big tzaddikim, and it's very hard to understand the parasha. You have to learn the parasha with realizing that Shimshon was a kadosh, a tzaddik, and the things that were mesiaches to Shimshon, avada, we can't really understand. But it means on his level, there was a taina on him. So it says, Shimshon halach acha'enav, he went after his eyes. We'll see, he married three different plishti wives over his time. And it was a taina on him that he went after his eyes. Lefikach nikru plishtim es einav. Therefore, he got an einish that the plishtim gorged out his eyes. Shnemar vayachazuhu plishtim yinakas einav. The plishtim grabbed him and took out his eyes. Avashom miskar v'sayra. Avashom was very proud of his long hair. He had very long hair. He was a nazir. And he was miskar by it. He was haughty with his hair. He showed off his hair. Lefikach, therefore, has an einish nitla v'sarei. He got hung. He was riding on a horse, and he got caught in the branches. Here, I caught in the branches, hung by that. And then they captured him, and they killed him. Fisha ba'al esip lakshu aviv. And since he was ba'al on the 10 plakshim of his father, when his father left him there, and he was ba'al on the plakshu aviv, lefikach nitnu ba'al esim l'viyos. Therefore, he was hit with ten poles or 10 sticks. Shneim says in the pasuk, "By subah asara na arim meisik liyayev." when Yoav captured him, so the Sarah men that are with him, they hit him. They killed him. Since he did three Gnevis, what are the three Gnevis? Lev Aviv, Lev Bezdin, Lev Yisrael. Therefore, if you nisbu shalish shvatim, shenemar veikach Yoav first took shalish shvatim, but kapiv v'skem leiv avsham, stuck three spears into his leiv. And what were the three gneivos? This is leiv aviv, v'leiv bezdim, v'leiv Yisrael. What was the story? The story was that he asked David HaMelech, his father, for a letter that recommending that two very chashuv people should befriend Avshalom. And Avshalom went with this letter and went to a bunch of different people and showing him the same letter until he gathered 200 Choshuva people who were ready to be like Sanhedrin, 200 of these Choshuvas in the Chamim, all the going with him, his entourage. So he was going to Lev Aviv by taking this letter all around, but Lev Bezdin, by fooling them, his letter is legit, that David HaMelech wants him to be friendly with all these people. And Lev Yisrael, by claiming to be, that these people are all sticking up for him, that he should be the king. So he stole the lave of all these people by doing this whole charade. Shenemar yiganav Avshalom lave anshei Yisrael. If you listen for a second, that's the Yad Zaynish. And the Mar says that midik nagvi is also chaylin and taiva. Chaylin and taiva, for example, Miriam hemtina lamoisha sha'achas. Miriam waited for Moshe for 1 hour to see what's going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu when they put him into the water. Therefore, Klaus waited for him 7 days in the Midbar. Then he waited until Miriam was healed from her tzaras, and she became a Masara when she saw Shinhara about Moshe Rabbeinu. She's a Masara, she couldn't leave. Gans Klaus waited for her. Why? Because she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. Another example, Yosef Zach Ligbar. Yosef was buried his father, and he was the biggest, he was the king, so he was the biggest of all the brothers. So he buried Yaakov, he gave Yaakov the covenant of being the biggest burying of him. Therefore, who buried Yosef? So who buried Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the biggest. That's the Mikra Gemida. He was the biggest, he buried Yaakov. Who buried him? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Zocha of Atzvah Yosef, he was the biggest. What was the schar? Mi Godol. So who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course, Baruch himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. And the truth is, it's not only a Moshe we say that, because Baruch Hu is buried him. All tzaddikim also have this Milo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself takes care of the neshama and brings it up. Hashem is ma'asif those neshamas. But Lamaisa, it's not exactly Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's not Isaac in actually burying their goof. Just by Moshe, Hashem actually buried the goof, and that's why Moshe Taka was something special. But Hashem is really, in a certain vein, is Isaac in all the tzaddikim's kvura. Zok to Gemara. So now Gemara is going to discuss Shimshon Agiva. Tan Rabbanan. Shimshon Be'ein of Marad. Shimshon did Avei with his eyes. Shneema says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk in Shoftim Yudalid that Shimshon, who was a Nozir from birth, he told his father, he says, Vayer Shimshon Timnasa, he went out of Timna, Vayar Isha Bismnasa, he saw Isha, Vayar Vayagil Ovima, Vayar Isha Bismnasa, I want to marry her. So the father and mother said, there's no Jewish ladies you want to marry? There's no one you want to marry? You have to go to Plishtim? So he says, no, kachli kihi yishar be'enai. This is the one that's good in my eyes. And that was the Tikkun Taina. Even though we'll see in a second that this was from Hashem, that he should marry this lady from Timnas and from the Plishtim. It was a whole Eitzah in order that he should be able to take revenge on the Plishtim. But Lamaisa, there was a Tikkun Taina in him. He did go after his eyes a little bit also. The Fich Nakru Plishtim is Einav. Therefore, as a Einish, Midik Nagamida, the Plishtim gorged out his eyes. Shenemar, Ve'echazu Plishtim, Ve'yinakru is Einav. Is that a taina that he wanted to marry this Isha Plishtis? V'chlib says impossible. Avim liyadu kiv Hashem. The Avim did not know this is from Hashem. This whole thing is from Hashem. This whole thing that he should marry someone from Plishtis is from Hashem. Then that, like the pasuk says, "Va'avim aliyadu kimashem he kisoyanahu mevakis replishtin." Va'isahi plishtin moishlam yisrael, because he wanted to do something to the plishtim through this. But so what? Why are we saying it's a taina? It was mehashem. So where it says ki ozol mia avada, that was from Hashem. But ki ozol mia basi yeshusha ozol. But the ma'aseh was going a little bit after hayashabeinav, after his eyes. But even though you're right, it was from Hashem, but Lamais is a little bit tiny on Shimshin. So Gemara goes right in the sugya of Shimshin. Tanya, Revi Omer Tchilos Kilkuloi Ba'aza. His beginning of his downfall was in Aza. The beginning of his Aver was in Aza. L'fikach Loka Ba'aza. Therefore, he got his Oynish in Aza. Tchilos Kilkuloi Ba'aza. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vayelech Shimshin Azasa, Vayarsham Isha Zoyna, Vayav Yaleh. He saw there Isha Zoyna, and it was Baalah. That was the second time he had an encounter with Isha Plishtis. The first one is in Timna, and then the second one was in Aza. The first one in Timna, he married, actually married her. In Aza, it was the Isha Zoyna, and the third time is with Delilah, and with Delilah actually is the one who put an end to the whole power that Shimshon had. But let's see, L'fikach Loka Ba'aza, since he, Tchilas Kekule was Ba'aza, therefore he got his Oynish in Aza. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, that after Delilah gave him over to the Plishtim, Vayiridu Oysoi Azasa, the Plishtim brought him to Aza, and then the Pasuk says, Vayasru B'nuch Shtayim, which means they put him in these copper chains. Break the Gemara, V'chsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayered Shimshim Timnasa, and that's where he started the Kilkil. So why are we saying the Kilkil started in Aza? It started in Timna. We said it was three places, Timna, Aza, and then afterwards Lila, which was in Nachal Sarit. So the Gemara, Tchilas Kekulai Mia Ba'aza Hoya. Her first kilkul was in Aza, because Timna was not considered kilkul, Rashi explains, because there he actually married the Isha. Mashaik in here was a Zoyna, and therefore this was considered Tchilas Kilkulai. That means again, that Yashra Ba'inai was a little tiny on him, that was in Timna. The Ma'aseh said there he married her, so that wasn't Shavik Taina. Then after the story in Timna, which is a whole story where they burnt down the whole city, a whole story there, and he saw another lady in Aza, and Aisha Zayna, and he was Ba'alah without Kedushin. And that was considered Tchilas Kulkula, and therefore when he finally gets captured by the Plishtin, which is 20 years later, they brought him to Aza and tied him up. But there's still a story after the story of Aisha Zayna that happened in Aza. There was a story later on in a place called Nachal Soyrek. There he met Delilah. So the Gemara says, a kasha, the L'chayra Ayit says, V'yer Shimshim Timnasa, isn't that the first place of Kulkulai? No, Tchilas Kulkula Mila, but Aza Hoya, not in Timna. Zog the Moravait. It says in the pasuk further on in Perek Tazayin and Shayftim, V'yachrekein v'yav isha v'nachal soyrek u'shmar lila. He met an isha there that he loved in Nachal Soyrek, and her name was Delilah. Tanya into the brisa. Revi Aimer el Mole leinikos shmar lila. Even if her name would not be Delilah, ru'uya ha'isa should tikare Delilah. It makes sense that her name should be Delilah. It actually passes for her such a name because the word Delilah means like to remove, to take off. The Delilah means, because she did a lot of things that took away the strength of Shimshon. It means like a lotion of Delilah, it's like a severing, it's like cutting off. So Ruth says to Delilah, because what Delilah is kayachai, he severed his kayach, he had unbelievable kayach, he could cut up a lion with his bare hands. But because Delilah, with the story of Delilah, he cut off his hair, because of that, she severed his kayach. Dildla is libay. She severed his heart. Dildla is maisa. And the Gemara explains. Dildla is kayachai. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk that after she cut off his hair, it says, Vayosar kayachai ma'olav. He lost his power. Dildla is libay. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vateira dlila ki higidla is called libay. Dildla saw that he told her the truth. She wants to know what's the secret to his strength. And Lamaisa, at the end, she forced him to tell her, and he told her that it was from being a nazir. But Teirid Lila ki higadloy es kolibay. He exposed his whole heart. Didlas ma'isav the stalik shchina minay. He lost the shchina. The shchina left him. The chesiv in the pasuk v'hula yada ki Hashem sar ma'ilav. He didn't chap after she cut his hair. She cut his hair that he didn't chap that he lost the shchina. He lost the shchina. But you see, ma'isav the didlah. Delilah cut off his power, that he had from the Shechina. Zogt Maravaita, it said in the Pasuk, Vateira Delilah ki higadloy es kol libay. Delilah realized that this is the truth. This is the truth. No, Yada, how do you know? He tried a lot of different pshatim why he had so much kayach, and she didn't fall for it. All of a sudden, when she heard this, that it's because of being a nazir, that already, she said, oh, that's it. What's pshat? No, Yada, how do you know? When something is true, it's recognizable. And here, Shitaka understood now. He doesn't drink wine. He has very long hair. And now it makes sense. Everything makes sense. That's why she knew this was the truth. It's one pshat. If I am another pshat. Yodav Abayis Tzadik, he knew that Shimshin, she knew that Shimshin the Tzadik, the Lemapik Shimshin Ma'amatollah, would never say the Shem Hashem for no reason. Kivin Dama, once he said, Nazir Ali Kimani, he said, Loshon Ali Kim, Amra, she said to herself, Hashta Vadai Kushtakama. He's definitely saying the truth. He's saying definitely the truth. It says in the Pasuk, how did the Lila force Shimshin to say the truth? Vahike Tzika Loy Bedvarel, call Yom Tzayu. And then it says, "Vatiksa nafshilamus." He was almost going to die. That says the end of the pasuk. We don't have any more. That's the end of the pasuk, which means she put so much pressure on him, he almost died. Now, what was this pressure? My vatal say, what was this pressure that she put on him? The Gemara answers, "Rav Yitzchak, the Berav Ami, Rav Yitzchak, the Berav Ami, b'shas gemar bia, b'shas when they were having bia at the end of the bia, nishpata matachtav." Before the Zera came out, she left. She slipped herself away. And that's like Rashi says, is by a take of Tavasai. And that was terrible pain for him. Others say the reason is you don't want to be over on the Issa, Moitz Zera Levatala. Like upon him, with that pressure, she was mamas torturing him. And he had to say what it was, what the secret was. The Gemara goes further in dashing the psukim by Shimshin. This is a pasuk before he was born. It says that the Malach told the mother of Shimshin, "V'ata shomino, be very careful. V'atishti yayim v'sheicha, v'atoichli kol tamei. Don't drink wine or sheicha. V'atoichli kol tamei. Don't eat any tamei." So Gemara says, "My kol tamei. What does it mean kol tamei? It means treif. V'su ad hash dvarim tamei kacha. Was she eating till here?" Told now she was eating Dvarim Tameim, she was eating Trefa stuff, she kept kosher. Om Rav Yitzchak, Rav Ami, Dvarim Asurim Benazir. What it means is, Dvarim Tameim means that be careful with Dvarim Asurim Benazir. You can't have grapes or anything that's grapes soaked into it. And the Gemara dash now more psukim and shayftim. It says that when Shimshin went out, one of the nisim that happened to him was that he killed a bunch of plishtim and he was very, very thirsty. And he mamash felt he was going to die, he was so thirsty after killing a bunch of plishtim. So it says he killed all the plishtim with this jaw of a donkey. So he was very thirsty. All of a sudden, aviyifka lekimer samachtesh, Hashem alechi, Hashem cracked open this jawbone of his donkey, and in it was water. And in it was water. That's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says that he split it open, and there was water in there. And that's what he drank, and he felt himself get back to himself. Amrit Rav Ami, who evil Ludova Tomei, he had a taiva to marry a goyish woman. I didn't speak to that before, but most of Farshim learned that these plishtim avada were megayer themselves before he married them, because he's not allowed to marry a goy. But Lamaisi, he wanted a goyish woman. Lefikach, therefore, nitlu chayev Ludova Tomei. Therefore, his life was saved through a Ludova Tomei. The jawbone of a chamar is Ludova Tomei, and that's how he was saved when he was so thirsty. It says in the pasuk about the nevuah of Shimshin, he was a very big navi. The pasuk says like this: "Vatochel ruach Hashem," and then the pasuk says, "Lepamoi b'machnedon ben tzoro ovein ashtoel." So the pasuk says, "Vatochel." What was it? Vatochel. Omer Avchan Baruch Nino, Cholson nevuah is Yaakov Avinu. It was chal on him the nevuah of Yaakov Avinu. Chsev he don nachash alay derech. Don't be like a nachash alay derech, which was referring to Shimshin, who will be on the roads, and he was very strong, and everyone was scared of him. And it says in the pasuk, "Le'pa'amei Machnedon," that the nevuah started ringing in Machnedon. Or it's like the Rebbe Ami, "Melamin she'yishchina mekashkeshes l'fon of kazug." It was like ringing in front of him, like the inside of a bell. How do we know that? "Ksiv ha'chol le'pa'am Machnedon l'osim pa'amoi." "Ksiv ha'osim pa'amoi rimon," which means a bell. And the pasuk says, between two places, was when he started having a vuh, was Bein Tzara, Bein Ashtal. And Rasi, Tzara v'Ashtal, Shtei Harim G'dayim Ha'i. It was two big mountains. Va'okro and Shimshin, Tachon Zavzeh. He had picked up his two mountains, and he grinded one into another, was showing his great strength. And we'll stop over here, and we'll continue Metz Hashem on the next shir, Vayter, Darshin, the Psukim, about Shimshin.